Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Market analyst Tom Lether joins us when we come back right after this.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattleman.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers.
Hi, Dale Phillips here for Old Surety Life Insurance. This is the time of the year that many folks shop and compare their Medicare supplement insurance. Many of you may have had rate increases on your current coverage and could find the same coverage at a much lower cost. Before you buy Medicare supplement insurance, be sure and call us here at Old Surety Life. We'll introduce you to someone that can help you find the lowest rate or tell you to stay right where you're at. When it comes to Medicare, Old Surety cares about you. And remember, keep America in your prayers, Christ in your thoughts, and believe in God's promise.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lether joins us now from Lether Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at these livestock futures as they closed yesterday. The feeder cattle futures negative. Now, the live cattle futures kind of mixed. The front months did pretty good, but everything else was on the slide yesterday.
Yeah, David, it's kind of an odd trading session as we did open lower. And as you said, the live cattle, they did close on the mixed side. We managed to see recovery there as we cut the losses in the deferred contracts and saw the front contracts close on a positive note. Our feeder cattle also saw some interesting trade. At one time, we was down as much as $2 or more in the feeder cattle, and we cut that to less than being down a dollar. But by the close, we was back on triple-digit losses for the feeder cattle for the second straight session. Now, we saw choice box beef price yesterday at almost $257. That is the highest we have seen since mid-August for choice box beef. It was up $1.17 yesterday, while the select boxes were up $1.42, had a movement of 116 loads. Cattle kill estimated 113,000 head. We saw the cash feeder index down 54 cents yesterday. Our lean hog futures closed negative yesterday, and the pork cutouts were at their lowest price since early February. On the close yesterday, February cattle were a dollar higher, January feeders $1.97 lower, and February lean hog 67 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures yesterday, the grains had a nice day, higher across the board yesterday.
They sure did, Dave, and interesting enough was, news-wise, it was a fairly quiet session, but the funds were very active buyers yesterday as we saw the soybeans and the wheat futures closed higher of double-digit gains and the corn also closing on a positive note. Now, the upside in the wheat futures is the most difficult to justify as there's nothing going on out there in the wheat, and what has been going on has not been priced positive. Now, after today's close, the markets will reopen Friday morning for an abbreviated session, and trading overnight has been mostly on a higher note. At the moment, the March KC wheat is 6.5 cents higher, March corn up 2.5, January beans are unchanged, March cotton 9 points higher, January crude oil 5 cents lower, December dollar index 6 cents lower, and December Dow Jones futures currently 2 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time here today, and we will have a visit with you again tomorrow, but you do enjoy your holiday tomorrow as well. For Tom Lether, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.